This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been the first of the month since midnight. That's kind of the way things work, you know, which is also when select parts of the Patriot Act were allowed to lapse. A deal will likely be worked out in the next couple of days. But in the meanwhile, Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons gets us going with phone companies and your data.
The new bill would shift the responsibility of data storage from the NSA to telecom companies. Tim Shorrock, author of Spies for Hire, says telecoms and the NSA, it goes back to the 50s.
The NSA used to send a guy up to New York every morning to bring back the sort of metal, you know, recordings that the telecoms had made of telephone calls going to and fro in the United States and foreign countries, and, you know, take the train back in the evening, and the NSA would, you know, go through those calls.
Shorrock says in times of crisis, U.S. telecom companies have been quick to comply.
You know, NSA leaders have, you know, directors have, you know, actually, you know, just called the CEOs of these companies and said, you've got to do this. And when there's an incident like 9/11, obviously, you know, people react.
In fact, in 2008, Congress gave telecoms retroactive immunity for forking over customers' data to the intelligence agencies. So if the USA Freedom Act were to give telecoms more control, it might not change much in terms of citizens' privacy. But one thing's different, the country's attitude toward NSA surveillance. Let's try a hypothetical. Say one internet provider or phone company decides to take a stand and advertise its new role as the protector of privacy. We keep your data safe. That might not make much of a difference either, says Cindy Cohn, executive director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
So if you've got a small ISP, but it sits on top of AT&T or it sits on top of Sprint, even if they couldn't get it from the little ISP or the little telecommunications carrier, they can go upstream, and generally those records are available.
So don't worry. The intelligence community has covered its bases for now. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.